Today I'm going to quickly talk about 15 wrong mindsets singles have. Obviously, I don't see how I'll finish the 15, but let's start. Praise God. This is just to help you lay a foundation to be sure you don't have a wrong mindset as a single person. Number one, first wrong mindset singles have is that marriage is hard. It's a wrong mindset. Marriage is what? Marriage is not hard, it is people that are hardened. Are you here, somebody? Marriage is not hard, it is people that are what? Hardened. Jesus said that in Matthew 19, when they were asking him about divorce, he said, Moses permitted you to divorce because of the hardness of your heart. It's not because marriage is hard that people are divorcing. It's because people's hearts are hardened. When you yield to the Spirit of God and submit to God, you will find out that marriage is not hard. Yes, it is demanding, but it's not hard. Don't have that mindset. You might have seen so many bad marriages. You might have seen so many bad people and bad experiences. You might have even experienced some heartbreaks by yourself, but you need to realize that marriage is good. Everywhere in scripture God talks about marriage, he says it's a good thing. He started by saying it's not good for a man to be alone, meaning it is good when man is joined together with a woman. He said he that finds a wife finds what? A good thing. He said marriage is honorable in all. He said two are better than one. You will never see God anywhere say that marriage is hard or marriage is bad. It is men that say it, and most times it's because we have deviated from God's plan and God's standard. And if you're a Christian, even if you're not a Christian, you can become one and now line up yourself with the Maker's plan. So come on, say with me, marriage is not hard. It's just people that are hardened. So make sure you're not hardened. Make sure you are yielded. Follow God's plan. God has a plan for marriage. My wife is the first woman I ever dated. First ever. So you don't have to kiss many frogs to find your prince. If you follow the guidelines from beginning, if you follow the guidelines, I have a book here titled, Who Should I Marry? Many young people don't know what qualities to look out for, who to marry. I hear things like, who do you want to marry? They say, I want tall. I'm telling you. I was watching Instagram Live. Two young ladies. These are enterprising, successful young ladies. They are running businesses. They had finished schooling. Some of them, I think one of them or two of them had masters. These were bright girls, intelligent young girls. They were running their businesses, global brands. And they got to the point of relationship. Both of them were single. And one now asks, okay, so what are the qualities to look out for in a wife? And I got interested. You know, I don't use yet to hear marriage. So I got interested. And she said, he must be tall. Please, ladies, what are you using tall to do? Have you ever seen any marriage that is working after 10, 20 years? Say, what's the secret of this marriage? He says, the height of my husband. That's what's making this thing work. His height. This is height. I thank God for his height. Have you seen it anywhere before? If all of you marry tall, who will marry the short guys? The average person cannot properly articulate what they are looking out for in a wife. And it's important you do that, or in a husband. It's important you do that because your emotions sometimes can blind you. Be able to articulate it. I have that book, the title, Who Should I Marry? I broke down 10 C's. So if you follow God's guideline, the person must be in Christ. In spite of how you feel, the person must have a character. So they must have Christ, they must have character. It's one thing to have Christ, another thing to have character. Some people have Christ, they don't have the Christ-like character. A church is a hospital. It's not everybody here that is normal. I can tell you for free, a church is what? A hospital. Every good church attracts all kinds of people. That's how you know it's a good church. Jesus' ministry attracted prostitutes and tax collectors and Judas. Was in the leadership deacon board. Because don't say, I met him in church or I met her in church. Follow the guidelines, sir. The person must be in Christ, must have the godly character, compatibility, and some other things I mentioned. Number two, wrong mindset singles have, marriage must have problems. That's not true. Marriage doesn't have to have problems. You can have a sweet marriage. You can have a peaceful marriage. Marriage doesn't have to have problems. You can be well prepared. You can be well adapted to who you are going to marry and to the demands of marriage. If you go about expecting to have problems, you will eventually have it. What you expect is what you accept. What you expect is what you accept. I dealt with that in the book here titled, When Am I Ready? Your perspective is very important. Marriage doesn't have to have problems. And by problems, some things are not problems, some things are just usual. Let me give you an example. In pumping your tires, if you have a car, inflating your tires is not a problem. It's a normal maintenance thing you do to a car. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Changing the oil is not a problem. Now, that's different from when your car breaks down every day. One of the comedians was joking one day. He said he bought a car and he had to rent a house for his mechanic near his house. That's how bad the car was. So there's a big difference between when your engine is knocking and when you're inflating tires, changing oil, and basic servicing. Somebody get what I'm saying? So marriage doesn't have to have problems. Doesn't have to have problems. There will be normal teething things that will go on. You are learning each other, adapting to each other, understanding each other. That's not what I mean by problems. I'm talking about real serious problems. It doesn't have to have. Number three, wrong mindset. My spouse will meet all my needs. Many singles, when they are dreaming of marriage, that's what they are dreaming about. I've not seen anybody dream of marriage, dreaming of washing plates. So I'm just fantasizing of how I'll use morning fresh to just wash. But those are the things marriage will take. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? They asked one young bride, what's your biggest surprise in marriage? She said she was surprised that she was cooking every day. I said, no. You won't cook every day before. That's what marriage takes. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I asked somebody one time. Somebody said, I'm 28 and I don't have a relationship. I'm so sad. I said, so why do you want to marry? And she began to list all the things she wants or she believes her husband will do for her. Say, he will take care of me, he will talk to me, he will be there for me, he will be for me. I say, you've not mentioned anything you are going to do for him. No human being can meet all your needs. If you are not happy before marriage, you won't be happy in marriage. This is why many people are unhappy in their marriage. They entered with high expectation, but low preparation. They entered with what? High expectation, but what? Low preparation. They are thinking no human being has the capacity to meet all your needs. The only person that can meet all your needs is God. He said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Only God can do it. No human being can be in the mood all the time. No human being will get it right all the time. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? If you are not happy before marriage, you won't be happy in marriage. In fact, it's easier to be happy when you are single than when you are married. My wife talked about that. It's easier to be happy when you are single than when you are what? Find your happiness now. Find your happiness now. It's too much expectation to put on another human being to make you happy. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Number what are we in? Number four, wrong mindset singles can have is abuse is normal because no one is perfect. A lot of single people walk about believing that abuse is normal. By abuse, I'll summarize it into beating and cheating. Beating and what? Cheating. There are many single people that believe it's okay for somebody to beat you or to cheat on you. In fact, they are even expecting it. Some people even say, if he not beat you, he not love you. Have you heard that before? Abuse is not normal. Please don't let anybody subject you to such untold hardship. Abuse is not normal. Please, ladies, don't go about believing that all men cheat. Wrong mindset. That's how men are. All men must cheat. What you expect is what you accept. Don't walk about thinking like that. There are still many good men and faithful men out there. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Because this is why people are settling for less. Because they believe, what's that? He just cheated only twice. He just slapped me only twice. I'm the one that even provoked him. Police provokes him every day, he has not slapped them. Soldier provokes him every day. His boss provokes him every day. He has not slapped him. Hallelujah. He said he lost his temper and he said, your body wants to find it. Are you here, somebody? Abuse is not normal, sir. It's not normal for an adult to beat another adult. It's not normal for a man to think he can discipline his wife by beating. She's not your child. She's your partner. Women too abuse, oh. But nobody will talk about that. Because no man in his right senses will go about and say, my wife beat me yesterday now. She slapped me, eh? I know they see where for my right eye. No man will say, we ain't saying that. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? As funny as this is, there are too many people settling for things that will destroy them. Somebody is physically assaulting you and you are thinking about it. You are going back to the relationship. Abuse is not normal, sir. Are you here, somebody? Most people that divorce, the thing that made them divorce was present, was clear before they entered the marriage. They thought they could handle it. Are you here, somebody? Number what? Number five. I won't be happy and fulfilled until I'm married. I won't be happy and what? Fulfilled until I'm married. My wife talked a bit about that. Listen, guys. It's good to be married, but it's also good to be single. Your single years are not a curse. Your single years are not the years you used to wait for marriage. Your single years are the years you used to prepare for life. Most great people, most kingdom ambassadors, most world shakers found their purpose when they were single. Your single years are a time to have self-discovery. It's a time to focus on yourself. You will never have it again like that once you marry. Your life will never be the same the moment you marry. Use your single years to build your capacity, to build your foundation. Your single years are precious. You find yourself, find your purpose, find your passion. Build a relationship with God. Most kingdom shakers took advantage of their single years. Jesus was single, I hope you know. John the Baptist was single. Paul was single. There are many people like that that stayed single. There's nothing wrong with being single. It's not a sin, it's not a crime. Hallelujah. Number what? I was next one. You must look out for yourself in marriage. There are many people entering marriage with the mindset that men has come, women has come, or women has come, women has come. That you must hide your money, oh. You must take care of yourself, oh. You can't trust anybody in this life. I'm telling you, there are people entering marriage already in a defensive mode. I still counseled someone yesterday or day before yesterday. He said he will never allow his wife know what he earns. Because once women know all you earn. All kinds of funny mindset. I say, you see, when a marriage already is built on deceit from beginning, it cannot last. It's built on falsehood. It's built on fakeness. You are painting a picture of what you are not. Is somebody getting what I'm saying, sir? I have to protect myself. I can't trust anybody. Many people hide. See, one woman was having a bath, and there were people in there. She ran out almost naked with soap on her body. Boop! They said, what's wrong? She said, she left her wardrobe open, and her husband is in the room. She's trying to protect her money. You want to give somebody your life, but you want to save your money. Because in marriage, you are exposing your life to this person, but you want to keep your money safe. Your money and your life, which one has more value? If you can keep your money aside, you better keep your life aside. If you don't trust the person you want to marry, don't marry. That's already a sign something is wrong. I watch crime channels a lot, and once a married person dies, the number one suspect is their spouse. Your spouse can kill you in the dream, in real life, in the night, in the day. They can poison you at any time. So you can't give somebody your life and be trying to keep your money in a safe. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Number what are we in? Seven. There is one magical, mystical, true love for me. Single will believe that there's one person God has created from the foundation of the earth that I must marry. His name is John. and you're going about everywhere looking for John. Are you my John? There's one magical, mystical, true love God created for me. Listen, guys, there's no one person God created for you. God will always present to you many godly options. Are you here, somebody? Some of you, the best options have already come. You are just not looking for it. You're waiting for that John. God will present, and that's what God did in Genesis chapter 2. When God said, it's not good for man to be alone, I will find him a helpmeet. The first thing God did was to bring all the animals before Adam. And the Bible says, for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet. So God brought all the animals to see what he will call them. If Adam had called any of those animals my spouse, then he would have been married to lions today. He said, they brought all the animals to see what he will call them. And this is why, as people are entering your life, you can't date everybody that enters your life. Is somebody get what I'm saying? There's no one person for you, but there's a one kind of person for you. I'll say that again. There's no one person for you, but there's a one kind. There's a one person with certain qualities that is best for you, but it's not as if it's one human being called John. No. There are many godly options. So Adam was able to identify that, oh, it's not all these animals, these ones are not for me. He saw the lion and said, go in peace. He saw elephant, say, can't walk. We're not compatible. As a young person, singles, don't be in perpetual dating mode where anybody that enters your life, you date them. They say hello, you say yes. Don't date everybody. Some of you have dated the person that ought to have introduced you to his cousin that you should marry. Some of you have dated your business partner. You have dated your mentor, your mentee, your sister in the Lord. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You must be able to identify who is who. So there's not one person for you there. I mean, even if there was one person for you, human being, somebody would have already married that person. Because human beings are not perfect. So God can have a perfect will, but human beings are not perfect. So if God had planned that one John will marry you, and somebody mistakenly go and marry that John, it means your perfect will is gone. And you being Nigerian, you go and take on that person's... By that time, we have already scattered it because everybody don't remind anybody that they see. So what of people that have been divorced and remarried? So even if there was one perfect will, by now we have scattered it. But the good thing is that there's no one perfect person. There are many godly options. And the reason why many people don't recognize those options is that they are waiting for they're waiting for the person to come already complete. God doesn't give anybody complete spouse. He gives you raw materials. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? This is why many of you, you've already even met your spouse, so you just don't recognize them. Because the picture you have on your board is different from the picture of the person you are seeing. What you don't realize is that God doesn't give perfect, finished works. He always allows you to participate in building what you want. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So I have a common saying that I say that there's nowhere the Bible says you should marry who you love. It says you should love who you marry. Very important. There's nowhere the Bible says you marry who you love. It says you love who you marry. They are different. Because what happens to many people is that they are waiting for that one true love. That person that they will see and they can't breathe again. Say, Pastor, I can't breathe when I see him. That's not love. That's asthma. It's asthma you have. It's not love. Are you here, somebody? The emphasis, really, where people fail in marriage is loving after the marriage, not before the marriage. Everybody thought they were in love when they were getting married. What happens after the marriage? They now refuse to love. Because the first love there is love the emotion. The second one is love the decision or love the action. The one that keeps a marriage is love the action, not love the decision. Nobody feels like it all the time. Nobody feels in love all the time. But you can act in love all the time in spite of how you feel. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Pastor Uche, the reason why we have massive singles more and more these days is because the culture now teaches young people to look for that one true love. So they are going about looking for somebody that will give them butterflies in their stomach. See, my brother, if you don't see butterfly, if you see egg, it will grow. Egg can become butterfly. But we are waiting for the full butterfly. Not knowing that butterfly has a short lifespan. So you can feel like it today and not feel like it tomorrow. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? In our parents' generation, how many times did you meet somebody that is in their 30s and were not married? Do you know why they were marrying quickly? They understood that the real love is after you marry, not before you marry. It doesn't matter how you think before you marry. When you marry, it's the real deal. Everybody can claim they're in love before marriage.
I asked my mom, how did you meet my dad? He said, one of the elders in their church brought my father to her house. They were seeing each other for the first time. And the elder in the church said, this man came from Lagos and he wants to marry you. My dad was seeing my mom for the first time. My mom was seeing my dad for the first time. So I asked my mom, so what did you say? She said, I looked at him. I said, okay. She agreed that day. It sounds funny, but they understood that what really makes a marriage work is not the feelings, it's the workings. Because there are many relationships or marriages today that has the feelings, but the workings are not there. People are more interested in getting married than in getting along. So what they research families. Are they reasonable? Are they responsible? Do they have sense in that family? Is there madness there? Do they stay in their husband's house? Once they research those things and it's fine, they say two of you will be fine. You respect your husband. You love your wife. Provide for her. It's okay. Be walking the remaining there. But you see, what young people want to do, they're looking for that one true love. And that one true love blinds you. When you now enter the real deal, you find that the guy is not kind. The girl is not respectful. You now find out that the real things that keep a relationship are not present. And you find out that emotion will fly out of the door quickly when the real deal is not there. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So we have massive singles today because everybody's looking for one true love. He said, with all the fine girls in this church, why are you not married? He said, I've not seen my spec. You see, what you don't realize, and I don't have time to talk on this so much, but what you don't realize is that that thing you are calling your spec was programmed into you. You were not born with that spec. Especially those outward spec that is deceiving you. You were not born with it. That's why what the Bible seeks to do is to program a new spec. I don't know if somebody gets what I'm saying. That's what the Bible wants to do, to program a new spec into you so that you won't carry your worldly spec. This is why single people, we have people in their 30s that are single, men in their 40s that are happily single. Because they are looking for the spec. They don't realize that that thing you call spec was programmed. See, your emotions don't function independently. Your emotions function strictly based on what your mind has been taught. It's simple. See, your emotions are real, but they are not always right. Don't trust your emotions. Always trust the truth. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, sir. Your emotions are real. Don't get me wrong. They are real, but they are not always right. You can't follow your emotions. So you need to understand that it's important to know that your emotions are not independent. For instance, if I do like this to you, if I tell a Nigerian worker, I don't know if I have to say worker, if I do like this, a Nigerian sees that as what? And then he will return and say, you go better for you. God punish you. If you do like this to a white man, he will do like this back to you. Say, hey, man. Hi, man. You see, this thing makes no meaning. It depends on what has been programmed into your mind. On its own, it has no meaning. That's what's happening to you. The thing exciting you emotionally is based on what you have been programmed to believe. From when you were young, they've painted a picture of who is a fine girl and who is a fine boy to us. All the cartoons. Have you found out that all the major characters in cartoons are slim? They have long hair and they have pointed nose. And the men have chest and six packs. Then you watch teenage movies, Cinderella, Rapunzel, all those things. The man is coming to rescue you from a castle. He's riding white horse. He has chest. He kills everybody. Nobody can kill him. In your mind is your spec. You don't realize that they spec'd it into you. Then you watch models. All the models that model anything are slim. All the models that model clothes or anything, they are slim. Then you watch beauty pageant. The winners and the participants are all slim. So as a young man, you grow up and say, what do you like in a woman? I like slim. You think you are the one that started it. They put it in your mind. Most men that are really men, they know that slim or fat has nothing to do with the quality of a woman. Sometimes if the more body they have, the more things they come with. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? They've programmed it. Do you? I'm telling you, Pastor, many years ago, before they started doing having burger joints in Nigeria, when we were young, it was only meat pie that was in Nigeria. The highest you can eat is meat pie. No burger. But then we're seeing burgers on TV and in magazines. You see those McDonald's burger. Ah! Very fine. I say, if I travel, I will eat this burger as well. Burger! And truly, many years ago, the first time I went to London, me and my wife, when we landed, dropped our bag in the hotel, we were hungry, and we said we are going to eat burger. This is why we came to UK now. It's burger we came to eat. We dropped our bag, went to the nearest McDonald's. We got there, you know, they have it in the pictures there. We said, we ordered, I said, this one, bring it two. My wife, eat one, burger. When they brought it, you know, high expectation. I was already tasting it in my mind. When I ate it, it had no taste. As in zero taste. Because white people don't eat salt, they don't eat pepper, nothing. As in, had no taste. When I mean no taste, I mean like eating wood. No taste. I couldn't believe it. That this is in the Genius magazine. They deceived us. What happened? Because they have groomed and programmed them to like that thing. So they all find it tasty. We don't find it tasty. We were programmed to like pepper. If you see some of their most expensive food out there, it's called steak. It's basically meat. And there's still blood inside. They'll be cutting that. You've seen the blood coming out. The cow is almost alive. This cow is not even fully dead. I'm sure the back of the cow is still moving at the back. The back leg is still running. The cow is alive. Blood is coming out. They'll say, yummy. You like it? Why are they still finding taste in that thing? That's how they've been taught. We, on the other hand, is suya we eat. We dry it and 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 dry it. Hallelujah. So, no one is better than the other. It's just what I've been specked into you. He says, my speck is suya. Your speck is not suya. It's just suya you've been introduced to. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. So there's nothing like one true love for you. You just need many godly options. Number what is the next one? Eight, right? It says, there are no rules to love and marriage. There are no rules. Have you heard that before? That don't go for seminar. Don't listen to all these pastors. Don't read all these books. Don't listen to all these motivational speakers. There are no rules to this thing. It's just by luck. It works for some. It doesn't work for some. It's only failures that say that. I've never seen the richest man in the world say, this thing is luck. Oh, just be doing anything you like. Never seen that. Never seen the best student in the school say, what did you succeed? Say, I just picking any answer. It can work for you, man. It's failures that have that ideology that there are no rules. People that really succeed and continue to succeed realize that there are things to do. Yeah. Let's stop with this luck idea. Yes. That just marry anybody. Marriage is like a box. You don't know what's inside it. When you get home, you open it. What if a snake lies there? No, marriage is too delicate to enter by chance. There are rules to everything that is working in this life. There are what? Rules. How do you say there are no rules? So they say, what works for one might not work for another. Technically, that has some truth in it, but the basic principles can't be changed. So, for instance, cars can have, there are automobiles that can have four wheels, some have three wheels. Some even have two wheels, it's called bike. But they must have wheels. Do you understand? The basic principle there is that they must have what? Wheels that roll. So to say, what works for one might not work for another, it depends on what you mean. But the major principles can never change. There are rules to having a good marriage. Rules like quality people have quality relationships. You can't have a better relationship than the quality of person you are. It's the quality of the eggs that determine the quality of the omelette. Quality people always have quality. Instead of focusing on finding the right person, focus on being the right person. When you are the right person, you will easily find the right person. Deep, call it unto deep. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? He said, Pastor, you can't trust. He said, you're married Christian. You know, today people pretend a lot. It's only fake Christians that can say that. If you're a true Christian, it's easy to identify on that true Christian. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You know white people and most foreigners can't tell us apart. They think we all look alike. Those days, before they started them fingerprints, people can take another person's passport to travel. Because to us, we are all just black. I mean, to them. The same way we can't identify who is Indonesian and who is Chinese and who is Japanese. They are all Chinko to us. Am I correct? They all look alike to us. But amongst themselves, they know who is Chinese and who is Indonesian. They're not confused on who is Malaysian and who is Japanese. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So if you are a citizen, you can know. We were in Paris one time. You know these trains that take you from terminal to terminal in Charles de Gaulle Airport. So the thing was almost full. So me and my wife just said, let's wait for the next. It comes every 1 or 2 minutes. It's not something you should rush for. As the thing wanted to close, somebody was running from far. A black person. He was running. He flew in. He almost died. Because the thing had almost closed. He flew into it. Nobody need to tell me who that person, where that person is from. He's our citizen. I don't need to talk to him. We're the only ones that rush for what they don't need. Because anything can finish in Nigeria. So you must rush. They might not come again. Real always knows real. Are you here, somebody? Real always knows real. So there are basic rules. Quality people, no quality people. Rule of knowledge, you know, getting books, reading, investing in knowledge. Where you invest is where you harvest. Where you invest is where you harvest. Why do we have successful engineers that are unsuccessful in marriage? Why do we have successful doctors that are unsuccessful in marriage? Why do you have successful lawyers that are unsuccessful in marriage? Very simple. They spend 7 years studying law, medicine, engineering. They spend 0 years studying marriage. So of course they succeeded where they studied. Where you invest is where you harvest. That's why coming to a seminar like this and for your pastors, organizing a seminar like this is a great investment into your happiness and your future. That's a good place to clap. Great investment. Other rules, I'm still talking about some of the basic rules. Other rules are things like building friendships. Please don't just date for dating's sake. Build friendships. Build friendships. Marry your friend. Don't look for a wife and try to make her your friend. Look for a friend and make her your wife. It's better that way. I see many married couples that can't talk to each other. Say, tell your husband, I can't tell him. I don't know what he will say. He's not your friend. If it's your friend, you guys have a flow already. Tell your wife, I can't tell. I don't know how she will feel. They are not, build friendship. There are many married couples, when they talk, you'll be very annoyed. Mama Nkechi, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Papa Nkechi. How are you? I'm fine. How are we? How are us? No discussion. What? Single people don't know what married people do. See, single people, let me do a quick exam for you. How many hours are in a day? If you pray for 1 hour, how many hours are left? If you have sex for 1 hour, it doesn't happen, no. But assume you guys have sex for 1 hour. How many hours are now left? What will you be doing for 22 hours with somebody you are married to? What do you think you do? It's talk, oh. It's talk and friendship. Oh. So if the person can't make it as your friend now before you are married, it will be horrible in marriage. Marry your friend. Those are basic rules that can't change. What keeps a marriage is friendship. Are we friends? Can we talk? Am I free to be myself around you? On that thing that helps you, follow the principles, follow the processes. The processes is usually meet somebody, like the person, build a friendship, then, you know, do counseling. There's a basic process. Don't be available for dating. Be available for marriage. I'll explain. Many people are just dating casually. I want to date you. That offer is not, it doesn't make any sense. Because if I say I want to date you, I can date you for 3 years and say, well, I've dated you. Thank God. Thank you. God bless you as you go. He has not committed any offense because all he promised was what?
To date you.
And he has what? Dated you. So as Christians, we don't date to check each other out. That's not what dating is for. If not, you will be checking. There's people that have checked 10 people out. And by checking out, they're checking them out completely. No. Be friends. Talk. If both of you see that you have enough in common and you like each other enough, then you plan marriage. It's when we agree to marry that we are now in courtship. We're in the process. Not that we just date to check each other out. Many people that are checking you out, they're checking about 3 or 4 people out. Because that term and phrase dating has no commitment attached to it. Can date you for 6 months. Say, well, it has been nice knowing you. It's a fair attempt. It's a fair attempt. We continue next time. So don't just be available for dating. They're just dating you. No, you're too grown for that kind of play. Because women, see, ladies define relationships. Most men say exactly what they want. I just want to date you. He's clear about what he wants. You be clear about what you want. Is that what you want? If you want marriage, say, no, I'm not available for that kind of dating. I'm 35. I'm 30. I'm 29. That's not what I want to do in this stage of my life. If you had, you would tell him if you had come 7 years ago when I was 21, I could have done that. Not now. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Women are always afraid to ask what they want. Meanwhile, men say, well, some men even tell you, I just want to be sleeping with you. Men are very clear. Come to my house. If somebody's saying, come to my house without any plan, he's telling you exactly what he has in mind. But women are always confused. You know why? Because women actually are structured to speak indirectly. So they don't understand direct speech. Men, on the other hand, speak very directly. Women speak indirectly. If a woman says, don't leave me, if a woman says, leave me, rather, she means, don't leave me. If a woman says, I've not eaten today, she's not having a conversation. She's telling you, let's go and eat. But men don't understand that. Say, if not, say, man, say, me too, I've not eaten. Let's go. No. She's not giving you information. Women naturally speak indirectly. Praise God. You must understand what she's communicating. So many women find it hard to say what they want. They say, if I ask him to define the relationship, won't I look desperate? See, sister, you're already looking desperate by your own strategy of pretending you are fine when you are not fine. Because the other strategy, apart from defining the relationship, is to pretend you are okay with what's going on. That one itself is a desperate plan that always backfires. Because many men will say, did I promise you marriage? And one will say, I thought you said we are going to be together. That's not marriage. Are we not together? Are you here, somebody? Okay, let's go back to the wrong mindset. Number what? 9. You can settle for less and change the person after. Many single people believe I can change him. At all, I'm bad. So far, na man. You know, so far, na man. Let me just marry him like that. He smokes and drinks. Let me marry him like that. He's jobless and unemployed. She's very annoying and rude. Let me marry her like that. She's very loose and dresses loosely, but let me marry her like that. No! You can't change anybody. Agree only if this is what you are. If the person never changes, will you be happy? Don't settle for less and think you can change anybody. You are not the Holy Spirit. Even to change yourself, you see how hard it is. You've been saying you will do exercise since you started January 1st. Till now, you are still preparing. You say, next month, I will lose weight. Next month! When I was a young pastor, I was saying that I will start doing exercise. I said, if I just get joggers, if I get tracksuit and trainers, I will start jogging. I don't know who heard me in the spirit. My birthday, a few weeks after, they bought me trainers and joggers. That's when I knew that trainers and joggers were not my problem. So you can't change anybody. Don't say I will settle for less. Anybody you are in a relationship with, you need to ask yourself, will I be happy if this person never changes? Will I be okay with this? Number what? I have to round up. Number 10. You need a lot of money to get married. You need a lot of money. Young men are the ones that say that. Pastor, you don't know the guests of these days. You need a lot of money. No, you don't need a lot of money. You just need a sense of direction. Most people that marry did not have a lot of money. You are waiting for favor to marry. The favor comes after you marry. He said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and does what? Obtains favor. Many of you are the one delaying yourself. You are waiting to hammer before you marry. No, marry first, then you will hammer. The women bring favor into your life, especially when it's a good woman. Are you here, somebody? My life changed when I married my wife. Women are favor carriers. The Bible says a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband's head. You enter your kingship when you find a good woman. Are you here, somebody? 2 are better than 1. Women can bring ideas. They can see things men can't see. So marry first. Find that woman. Find that woman. Okay? Don't wait to have all the money. You don't even have to do a big wedding. You can negotiate all these things. You say, but pastor, all these guests, now they like money too much. It's the type you are chasing. It's the type you are following. They love good, godly women that would work with you at the level you are in or on. But you want to marry the ones your hand can't touch. The ones that you can't even buy their cream. Their cream is your 1 month salary. They are good women. You are the one looking for slave queen. Number what? I have to move. Number what? 11. You need to look like a beauty queen to attract a spouse. That's the one for women. Most women think, I must look very beautiful. The competition is high. So you buy different organic cream. Bone straight. Brain straight is better than bone straight. You don't need to look like a beauty queen to attract a spouse. The Bible says beauty is vain, charm is evil. So there are two things that can attract men. There's beauty, there's charm. If you don't look like a beauty queen, you can have charm. Charm is character. Charm is talking about your disposition, your grace that you used to carry yourself, your behavior. So if you don't have the beauty, can you develop charm? So don't say, I must look like a beauty queen. Haven't you seen many people that have married a woman? You're wondering, what did this man see in this woman? Because there's something beyond looks. The way a woman makes you feel is also important. So be that kind of woman that can positively motivate a man. He will still find you attractive. You don't have to look like a beauty queen. All kinds of women marry. That's why some single ladies don't understand why women that are shorter than her are getting married. She's even shorter than me. She's fatter than me. She's uglier than me. She's darker than me. She's married. Because it's not only beauty that men are looking for. You don't have to look like a beauty queen. You're spending all your money on cosmetics. Yet no man. Number what? I have to close. 12. The person that will love me, the person that will marry will love me the way I am. Nobody, people love you the way you are now, but they expect you to keep growing with them. So don't stay the way you are. Alright? They will love you now, but they're not expecting you to stay this way. They expect you to keep improving. So improve your character, improve your capacity, improve your earning power, keep improving. Number what? I have to move now. 13. Good men and women are now scarce. That's not true. If you are a good man or a good woman, you're not the only one left. Are you here, somebody? You'll find other people. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Good men and good men are available. Only that it is God that gives them. The Bible said a prudent wife comes from the Lord. He said, who can find a virtuous woman? It means you can't find her. But God is the main distributor. He said, wealth and houses are things you can inherit from your father. He said, but a prudent wife comes from the Lord. Last one. I don't have time. Number what is the last one? 14. It's impossible to have a sexually pure relationship. Wrong mindset singles have. Most singles believe that, in this day and age, is it possible to have a relationship where there is no sex? The answer is capital yes. Don't let any devil deceive you. Don't go and build a relationship on a foundation that will never stand. There are many godly relationships. I have wedded more virgins than non-virgins in my life. I kid you not. Some of them, even weeks after, we are still trying to instruct them on what to do. And I'm talking about, yes, it sounds funny, but you see, they have a chance of for the marriage lasting than all this experience you are gathering. You say, how can you marry somebody that you are not sexually compatible with? Until you meet the person you want to marry, any experience you are gathering is a waste of time. Some of you, you've done over syllabus. You have PhD in sexology. The person you want to marry is OND or school SAT. Wayek. There's no way both of you are going to be happy. When people tell me, Pastor, I'm not enjoying sex in my marriage, I say, compared to what? Compared to what? He said, what's your experience you went to gather? He said, he doesn't last. What is the recommended scriptural and constitutional time a man should last, please? All these things are because you have gathered wrong experience. If the person you are with is the only person you are with, whatever they can, however they can last, is lasting enough for you. There are many people that are sexually living, are adults, people in their 30s that were both virgins, husband and wife, many of them. And just in case, so there are many, and even if you're a virgin here, it doesn't mean that they will award you a good husband. You must still learn about marriage. Because many virgins think just being a virgin, God owes me. No. Being a virgin is for your own sanity. You are doing yourself a favor. Yes, you are honoring God, but you're also blessing yourself. This doesn't excuse you from learning about relationships. Just because you're a virgin doesn't mean that they will now do Dorime and bring you one perfect man. Dorime. Have you been blessed this evening? Come on, God bless you.